Thousands of people in New Delhi join supporters of the Indian National Congress Party. Most are here for this man, Rahul Gandhi. He's been leading a march across India for 3 months, walking thousands of kilometers, often joined by celebrities. He says his aim is to unite a country polarized by the governing BJP.
This march is for common people like us, because the government's message is reaching us, but our message and our issues are not reaching the government. That's why I'm joining Rahul Gandhi's march.
Gandhi is the most powerful name in Indian politics. 3 members of the family have served as Prime Minister. And India's main national opposition party, Congress, governed India for more than 50 years. But now it's down to one of its lowest tallies in Parliament and is struggling to survive.
Meanwhile, the governing BJP enjoys unprecedented support, and Prime Minister Narendra Modi has redefined Indian politics. Although there are growing concerns about its handling of the economy, shrinking space for dissent and rights of minority groups, for the Congress to pose a viable challenge, it will have to address allegations of corruption and nepotism within its ranks.
Congress recently elected a new president, the first from outside the Gandhi family in 24 years. The party says the march has helped it reconnect with people.
And I think the yatra like this also tells people who really my leader Rahul Gandhi is. Because so much of money, so much of corporate power and so much of mindset, whether it's from the troll armies or the BJP, was spent to destroy brand Rahul Gandhi, and a lot of people bought it.
But some political analysts say a weak Congress could make way for other players ahead of general elections in 2024.
At the moment, what it seems like that the BJP has a much stronger base and is governing with a, at least nationally, is governing with a bigger mandate. But in states, it's facing competition. So in few years, you might see a party that gets replaced, that replaces Congress and emerges as a opposition.
Gandhi will march for another 700 kilometers over the next few weeks. He says he's not doing it to get votes, but the party hopes it'll give much needed momentum as it fights for relevance. Pavni Mittal, Al Jazeera, New Delhi.